Welcome to the Southwest Columbus Ham Radio Club Information Desk. My name is John Kilo Weeks, Bravo Alpha Tango, net control for this evening.
We meet every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. on this repeater. If there is any emergency or priority traffic at this time, we will now take check-ins for this evening's net. Are there any check-ins?
KD8 OCT.
Stan, Dave, Joe, and Randy. Yeah, I may have missed one there. Anybody else?
Wait, it's CR.
Do you, Paul?
Go ahead, Luke.
The call is Whiskey 9, Lima Alpha Hotel, Luke.
I got that.
That's all. Thank you.
Hey, welcome. Let's get this thing on the road. Good evening. Again to all, this is the Southwest Columbus Ham Radio Club Information Net. And of course, you know, we're here every Thursday evening at 8:30. Tonight, I'd like to discuss just a couple of issues. Actually, I was going through the QST magazine from June 2017, and I saw three articles that were rather interesting. I thought I'd just throw them out there for you.
Are we going to talk about them, or are we going to talk about anything else you'd like to talk about?
The first one is on page 29, and it's an advertisement, believe it or not, for APRS, a D-Star radio, for radio, and it's a Kenwood radio. It's for APRS and D-Star. APR stands for Automatic Packet Reporting System. So anyway, the point here is that this is a D-Star radio made by Kenwood, and as far as I know, that's the first time I've seen a D-Star radio made by somebody other than ICOM. So I thought that was rather interesting. Okay, top of the list we go, Stan, KE8AVU.
Yeah, John, KE8AVU. I don't know anything about D-Star, Q-Star, or what you want to call it. Radio stuff. But the only thing I'd say is it looks to me like a little rain out there. Back in it, KE8AVU.
All right, Stan, thank you very much. Yeah, thank you. All right, we're scheduled to have some rain around midnight or somewhere around there, maybe in the early morning. And we may get some serious rain in a minute or two, so everybody be on the lookout for that. Okay, the next article is on page 65 of the June article of QST Magazine. And on it, there's an advertisement for a 2-meter, 440, omnidirectional, horizontally polaroid antenna. From the company's name is E-Factor. Now I have one of these antennas, but it's from Par Electronics. But again, this is the second time now I've seen a antenna for 2 meters and 440. Being it's for omnidirectional, and it's also horizontally polarized. So if any of you are interested in that, look at page 65. That'd be rather interesting.
Okay, next up, Dave,
KD8OCT. Thanks, sir. KD8OCT. Yeah, I had told that about APRS and D-Star there, and I saw that article on them releasing that technology of the vendors. I thought that was kind of interesting, didn't it? It probably is saving the D-Star business with some of the other things that are going on. And I had Also saw that the E-Factor antenna, that looks kind of like an interesting thing. A good topic so far. Let's start back to you, KAABATK8OCT.
Hey, so thank you very much for that. Appreciate it. Yeah, I thought those were rather interesting. But probably the most interesting article is number three. It's on page 82. And you might be interested to know that we're getting two new bands. Evidently, 630 meters and 2,200 meters. The 630 meters will be 472 to 479 kilohertz. And 2,200 meters will be 135.7 to 137.8 kilohertz. For the FCC, they've granted the inter-radio access as a secondary user on these bands. And, I don't know when we'll be able to use them, but it's going to come out in the Federal Register for the FCC. Now, before you get too real excited, the 630 meter band, the limit is 5 watts, and on the 2200 meter band, the limit is 1 watt. But still, hey, two new bands for amateur radio. That's pretty interesting. Back up to Joe, KC8YPD.
KAABATK8YPD. John, you're all doing all that stuff. I don't know anything about any of it here. I was just listening to you, and I can't figure it out. But, hey, I'm on the net anyway here, so I know that stuff is most important to me there. So, we'll turn it back to the next KAABATK8YPD.
All right, Joe. Thank you very much. Yeah, there's basically two new frequencies that the FCC has announced that they're going to allow amateur radio operators to start using as a secondary. But somebody else has the primary frequencies, but they're going to allow us to use it as a secondary. That doesn't happen very often. We haven't had new frequencies in quite some time. So anyway, it's called 630 meters and 2200 meters. Okay, next up, Randy, KE8NKY.
Okay, thank you very much, John, for picking me up. Very interesting subjects there. Yeah, you're right. That doesn't happen a lot. Usually they're trying to take something away from us rather than giving us something new, you know. I'd be interested to know what the model number is on the Kenwood radio that you were referring to in that article. I personally have a Kenwood 2-meter 440 radio that has APRS on it. I thought that it stood for Automatic Positioning Radio System, though, because it wants you to hook up a GPS, a sensor, an antenna, and, of course, fire up a laptop or something where it can track your radio and it can show you on a screen exactly where your vehicle is and stuff like that. So I didn't realize that it had T-Star capabilities, and maybe it doesn't, but that mine does have that capability, although I don't have that antenna hooked up and stuff. So great subject matter and a good conversation anyway. So with that, we'll get back to you, sir. KAABATK8NQI.
All right, Randy, well, thank you very much. I'm looking at that again. It's on page 29 of the June TSC magazine. The nomenclature is Tango Hotel dash Delta 74 Alpha. Tango Hotel dash Delta 74 Alpha. 144, 220, 430 megahertz tri-bander. From Kenwood. It says APRS compliance using packet communication to exchange real time.
So there you go.
Hey, next up is, looks like it's Luke, Whiskey 9 Lima Alpha Hotel. Good evening, Luke.
Whiskey 9 Lima Alpha Hotel, I think I understand the topic. Sorry, I got a phone call while you were presenting it, so I didn't quite hear it, but about the new bands. That sounds pretty cool. I'd have to see how many people get into it before I would make a jump, but it's always good when we get more bandwidth, and if I messed up the topic, I apologize. W9LH back to net control.
Thank you. you very much, Luke. Yeah, that's very strange. I mean, pretty exciting, actually, although, you know, it doesn't happen very often, even if we're using as a secondary user, though. Still, commuter bands, that's kind of a lot of fun. And so we'll sort of see how that goes. And, of course, the antenna is kind of new. And, of course, the radio is really new. Again, I was wondering if anybody would ever make D-Star other than ICOM, and now Kenwood actually has done it, so that's good. Okay, next up is Paul, KD8WQU. Good evening, Paul.
Good evening. KD8WQU on the west side of Columbus.
Used it on the 991 when I had that. But after the Terriers got me interested in working some crossband, and although he seems to be, I think, I'm not sure what digital he is doing, I have an order out for one of the new Yaesu handhelds, the 70, which is only about $200, I think, or something like that. Not really sure at all. But that has the digital capabilities, the Yaesu digital capabilities, and I thought that would be a good thing to play with there to crossband to my car. And I might do that and put this radio someplace else, like at home, so you get on get on every now and then and see how things are. So my question, I'm wondering if there would ever come a time when everything is united or bridged together as one type of digital. And also, on the new frequencies, very cool, if those frequencies allow for repeater mode, or for any kind of repeater setup. With that, John, thanks for picking me up. Back to you. K-8-B-A-T-K-8. Oh, you know, I'm going to change that call back. K-8-C-Y-A.
Ross, thanks very much for that. Ross, good question.
This is just brand new coming out, so I guess we'll have to study up a little bit on it. You can do a switch with 630 meters, I suppose, or you can do a switch with 2200 meters. The FCC, when they start bringing out information on it, they will publish it in what they call the Federal Register. And that's what they claim. So, but I'm sure ARRL will have a lot more on this here down the road as well. And as far as this radio goes, Andy, it's a beautiful thing. I'm a Kenwood HT. It's got more bells and whistles, but today's probably right. This is probably $600 or $700 a tri-bander, but it is an absolutely gorgeous radio, I must say.
Okay, on down the list we go. Next up is Ben, AC8XL. Continue, Ben, come on. AC8XL, when you were talking about the APRS Easter Kenwood, I thought I had seen it somewhere, so I looked on the back of one of the old QST magazines I got, and March 2017, on the very back, is an advertisement for that same radio, and there is almost identical one without the D-Star. It looks pretty neat, but I'm sure it would be expensive. And I think that's neat how Kenwood's getting into D-Star too, and hopefully we can get a little bit of unification into one type of digital, and maybe that'll help the price come down. I think that's pretty neat about the new bands, but for me that one's probably a long time in the future. So anyway, that is neat though. And, I guess back to net control. Everybody have a good evening. AC8XL.
Dan, thank you very much for that. A couple of ideas. The old one Kenwood tends to be a little pricey, but they're probably one of the better made radios out there on the market. So, but that's one thing for sure is Kenwood radios are a little on the high side. But at the same time, I imagine that, you get what you pay for. And so, it's a beautiful radio, and it is a tri-bander, so we'll see how that goes. And again, the idea that somebody other than ICOM is making a T-Star radio to me is good news, because you are right about one thing, that should start lowering the price of some of the T-Star radios, we'll see. Okay, this is the Southwest Columbus and Radio Club Information Net. My name is John Kilo Link, Bravo Alpha Tango, on the WBA-MMI 14523 repeater this Thursday evening. And we're now starting the 73 round. Any topic of your choice, we'll look at the top list and move on down. Before we do that, though, we'll check for any late check-ins. Any late check-ins, please call now. Okay, both of you try that again.
H-C-N, over.
And we got K-E-H-C-N, and what's the name there?
I'm sorry, I did not get your name again. What was your name again? R-O-F-F. Okay, Larry, welcome to the net. November, send in an application.
Thank you very much for joining us, and I hope
you can get in there real soon. Hey, let's get James in here. W-E-N-C-R. Good evening, James. Come on in. Are you still there? Nothing heard? Okay, top and up we go. 73 round. Top is staying at KE8AVU. One more time, stand for this.
Yeah, John, KE8AVU. Get back to Kenwood radios. I've got one here. It's 2000. Got a button on it. It says satellite. You know what that means?
No, I said don't, Sam. I have to read up on it. But I do know that there are some radios made to help communicate with satellites. And you have to kind of use a special antenna, hold it in the air, and move it as the satellites don't move ahead.
Oh, I don't know. I'm always in one there.
Thing out. Since this thing got a lot of bustle, and I can't figure it out anyway. All right,
John.
Back in there.
K-E-A-D.
K-E-A-D-U. Thanks, Dan. Thank you very much. You know, I don't know that much about satellites. You know, I do a whole lot of things between CW and Tone and Digital and the National. But I haven't done anything about satellites. I haven't done any moon hounds. And I don't know much about packet radio, although that radio we talked about was specifically for packet radio, so that'd be an interesting topic one night. If somebody knows something about packet radio, I think that'd be pretty interesting. Okay, analysts, we go. Next up on the 73 round is Dave, K-E-A-O-C-K.
K-A-C-A-C-K-E-O-C-K. Yeah, you know, you can use any HT to send a packet. Weather station,
Okay, thank you very much for that. Yeah, I'm looking forward to Saturday, and hope to see all of you there on Tuesday. It should be a lot of fun, and we shouldn't miss you. We should fight each other. We all should be, most of us will be wearing a red shirt. Okay, next up, Joe, TCYBD. Come on, Joe. Thanks again for joining us on Boat 10 and 2. It's really a pleasure to have you in there for sure. And looking forward to seeing you on Saturday. Okay, this 73 round, on down the list we go. Next up is Randy, KG8NKY.
Thank you very much, John. Great man. Always appreciate you, what you do for the club there. I hope Stan, if you're listening there, did you catch the time that John and I talked about leaving on Saturday? If so, let me know what we got tonight or tomorrow. We can talk about it there. But you mentioned that you wanted me to come by your house there so you could follow me or something. So just wanted you to catch up on that time there. So 73 to everybody on the net. Fantastic information, John, and thanks for having me. KG8NKY, back to net.
Randy, thank you so very much for joining us again on both 10 and 2. Always a pleasure to have you in there. Looking forward to seeing you Saturday morning, and looking forward to field day. I know it'll be a real good time.
Okay, next on the list is Luke, Whiskey 9 Lima Alpha Hotel. Come on in, Luke.
Whiskey 9 Lima Alpha Hotel. Thanks again for being that control. Great job. Another great topic. They're making plans to try and at least spend the field day for a little bit. I'm going to hit another one as well, so we'll see what happens there. Otherwise, 73, everyone, be safe out there. W9LH, back to net control.
All right, Luke, thank you very much for joining us again on 2-meter net. Appreciate to have you in there for sure.
Okay, next up is Paul, PDWQU. One more time, Paul.
PDWQU on the west side of Columbus. Sitting out on the deck now, enjoying a beautiful summer evening. And I'm watching the chickens run free and the weeds take over the garden. Always fun to join the net. Always a pleasure. I'm going to re-up on those two new bands, and we'll look forward to seeing everybody Saturday. Thank you again for picking me up, John. KDAT, KDAWQU, back to net control.
All right, Paul, thank you very much. Enjoy it. I'm sure you're enjoying a great evening out there. It's nothing like listening to radio, sitting on the back 40 watching the chickens scratch around. That's really wonderful. I love that.
I'm a little jealous. I would love to be out in the country myself. Okay, next up, Terry, N8TFC. One more time, Terry. All right, Terry, thank you very much. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing you on Saturday. And that'll be a really fun time, I'm sure. Again, thank you for joining us, both 10 and 2. Thank you very much. Have a great week.
Okay, next up is Jay, N8YMT. One more time, Jay.
Alrighty. Yeah, the whole thing with it, yeah, I'm very headstock on that channel with HT. And I think there's the same one, there's the same thing. So it's a couple questions about the kind of culture, I think. I would admit, somebody had mentioned or asked about a unification of digital. There actually is a box you can get where you're able to communicate D-Star to Gazoo, Fusion to DMR, all of it through the same network. So, it's an interesting box. It's a little over $200 for it, but you have the ability to go into it. So you can have a Yaesu Fusion radio go into it, talk on D-Star or DMR, and vice versa all around. So there is something out there you can do that with. With other saying that, 73 is MA1T, back in that.
Thank you for that great information. Yeah, that Kenwood did just a beautiful radio. I had to figure it'd be at least you're right in that $600 range. So, but again, I guess you get what you pay for. But still, that's quite a few bucks for
an HD. But again, I guess you get the equipment that you use for whatever it is that you enjoy doing. So, for those that want to do APRS packet and D-Star, that's probably just the thing that they like. It's also wonderful that they've now got a box that maybe you can start putting some of these together in case you want to do some DMR and D-Star together. That's pretty cool.
Okay, thank you very much, Jay. On down the list we go. This is the 73 round. Next up is Ross, K-H-C-E-Y-A. One more time, Ross.
All right, John. Well, really great job as always. You always do a really fantastic job. Good topics. Now, when I get back to the house, I'm going to look some things up. I need to know about the black box that changes, that does the conversion and everything. I'd like to find out more about that. So thanks for that information, and I'm going to try to get more on that also. I'm going camping this weekend. So, unfortunately, I will not be out there for field day. But having said that, I do wish the best of fun and the best of success. I know you guys are going to have a great time. I'll be thinking about you. So, John, back to you. Again, thanks. K-B-A-P and the group. It's good to hear everybody's voices. I'm glad it made it in. K-8-C-Y-A.
Hi, Ross. Thanks again for joining us this evening. Really great to have you in there on both 10 and 2. And have a great time on your camping trip. I'm sure that'll be a lot of fun as well. Okay, we're moving down the list. And next up is Ben, AC8XL. One more time, Ben.
AC8XL. Well, Saturday, I guess I'm going to help clean up a church camp before it opens, like a week before it opens. So I don't think I'll be able to get much of a field day in, but maybe in the evening. But anyway, otherwise, I don't think I've got too much else going on. Just mowing today. Not too much else. Anyway, AC8XL, back to net control. Everybody have a good evening, and 7-3.
Well, Dan, thank you so very much for that, and again, thank you for joining us here on 2 Minutes Going Great Head to Net. Hey, let's try Russ one more time. Ian, come on in. Echo 8 Hotel Charlie Feltenberg, come on in.
Heard? Okay, I don't know. James, are you still there? Whiskey 8, November, Charlie, from Romeo. One more time.
Okay, nothing good there. Well, that's it for tonight, gentlemen. Before we call it a night, I'll look for any last
minute check-ins. Let's see if there's anybody up there one last time. Any check-ins, please call now.
88 OCT.
Hey, Dave.
All right, thanks. Since I tried to send an email to the club email address, I haven't gotten anything. I checked that a couple times a day, and I haven't seen anything yet, but it's, let's see what it is here. It's SCHRC
at gmail.com. And you can also click on the button on the webpage, and it should open whatever your mail email writer is, and pull that up, and I'll pass that along. So I'll keep looking for it. So good net, John, and I'll let you clear here. K-A-B-A-T-K-D-8-O-C-T.
Thank you very much for that, and it's wonderful to have an input in the group, so glad to have them join us. I'd like to thank everyone who joins this evening on tonight's CommuterNet. Thank you to Stan and Dave, Joe, Randy, Luke, Paul, Teddy, Jay, Ross, Ben, and Russ. Also, I'd like to thank K8EVR Lester, K8JMP Jeff, KD8MGS Roger, and W8MGA Greg for the use of 145.203 repeater.
Our class website can be viewed at
www.swchrc.org. There are no more check-ins or information. I will now close the net at 9:10 p.m. Eastern Time and return the repeater back to general use.
This is 208 Bravo Alpha Tango, clear on the WDA-MMR 145.23 repeater at 9:10 Eastern Time. 73, have a great weekend,
and see you all on Tuesday.